At the FMC Anthem Field Plot Tour, I'm visiting with Brent Neuberger. Brent, first of all, tell me what you do for FMC.
I'm the technical service rep. I cover Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri.
Okay, well, and you've definitely seen some challenging weather conditions in on the crops in your area, I know. Let's talk about what's new with FMC. And I know that, for example, we're still waiting on full registration for Anthem, but I think you got some other things in the works.
Yeah, we also have another product that we've been demonstrating to some of the retailer customers here, the plot days that we've been doing this summer. The product's proposed name is Marvel. This is a combination of two PPO products, and we're just looking at some synergy that we're seeing in these in some research trials. And so we're doing some very comprehensive studies across a number of universities, from Iowa State to Illinois to University of Missouri, Southern Illinois, Western, as well as other universities outside of my area, to look at what surfactants, what level of control, what size of weeds are very, very important to be addressed with this new compound.
So what's going to make that different than what we've got?
Well, the one thing that we're going to encounter is with two PPOs and two slightly different ones, we're probably going to see a little bit difference in some spectrum, because you're going to see one product may be a little bit better on a species like lamb's quarter, another one maybe be a little bit better on water hemp. And so we're trying to combine them to give a product that has a very broad spectrum, broadleaf control, but again, not sacrifice any of that weed control that either one of them provides by itself.
So that sounds to me like it might fit into this idea that we heard from Dr. Mike Owens today about find that target weed or pest, if you will, and go for it, and hopefully, and it usually kind of takes care of the other things along the way.
Oh, exactly, and I still think, you know, even though this is a post-emerge product, you know, I really want to emphasize to you know, anybody that's buying FMC products, that the pre-emergence is very, very important. And so multiple modes of action, like Dr. Owen had mentioned, is very, very important. But I think pre-emerge is probably the first key step, is the fact that we want to kill as many of those and prevent as many of those weeds from germinating, so that we have less selection pressure when we make that post-emerge application. But with Marvel, we feel we have a better product than some of the existing offerings that we have with FMC post-emerge.
So, looking into the crystal ball here, when is it you're kind of hoping that you might get some approval on this from EPA?
Well, we're getting ready to submit a package for EPA, and being both products that are in this premix are already labeled, the timeline is going to be fairly short, that we can probably have something available for the 2013 growing season. Now it's just a matter of answering a lot of those technical questions. The growers are going to ask you what rate, what surfactant, when does it work best, what conditions, what can we tank mix with it. And those things are all going to be addressed as we go through the rest of this season and then summarize all our data.
Now, I don't know if I heard it. If I did, we'll just repeat it here. But are we looking at this for soybeans and corn, or just soybeans?
This will be just a soybean product that is not going to be labeled for corn. So it's just a soybean-only product. And a really, that's where a lot of people are asking questions, you know, in soybeans, I put that pre or I didn't put that pre down. I have some water hemp emerging. More than likely, there's a high chance that it might be glyphosate resistance. How can I control this? What can I add to my glyphosate, or what can I spray? And that's where Marvel is going to give us another tool in that toolbox to fight some of those weeds that are difficult to control.
So by the end of this season, which we're rapidly approaching, more so in some areas than others, thanks to the dry and hot weather, but you'll be having some end-of-season results that we'll be able to share at some point down the road?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we'll be able to summarize a lot of stuff. We'll have yields being taken on these plots. And so after all the yields and all the data gets summarized, we'll be probably looking at, after the first of the year, having some meetings. We'll be going to the Commodity Classic, the Farm Machinery Show, all those major things, and trade shows. And at that time, we'll probably have a lot of data and a lot clearer picture of how we will be positioning it and everything else. And at that same time, we'll probably be getting closer to a registration if we so choose to continue.
Okay. Well, at anything else about this that we didn't touch on you might want people to know? Or?
really, I think we've covered a lot of the key points. Like I said, it's something that, you know, we're looking at, you know, trying to optimize the performance of this product to give some people another tool to fight this. But again, it goes back to, you know, any one product is not going to solve the issues that are out there, that we need to do a lot of integration approaches and from a pre-tillage, everything else to provide some solutions.
Well, it's a good example of FMC continuing to work on finding new options.
Oh, definitely. And we feel that we want to be able to provide a very broad portfolio of products to answer those questions, not any one single product, but how do we integrate? And that's where, you know, we've developed four different products from the Authority family to target specific weed spectrum that, you know, that premixed product is brought in to help depending on the weed spectrum. But we know that the Authority has given us very good water hemp control, but how can we get better giant ragweed control? Well, we spray some Authority First or some more Authority XL. If we have a lot of grass pressure or we have some velvet leaf, we can go to a product like Authority Assist because of the premixed products. So we want to round that out, but now we want to be able to offer some post-emerge options, especially in a year like this where it's been dry, the pre's don't work as well, and so then they may have to rely on that post-emerge. Should we get another year where the pre's perform normal or we get normal rainfall, that post-emerge may not be quite as critical, but still we have a product.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Learning about what's new with FMC here at the Anthem Field Plot Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.